Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, you and I. The best of friends, man, this is happening throughout up to the hour. 8, and then from 8 I go on also to Man's Dialogue. Right, and of course, you can always get us on Radio Pulpit Jikelele, and that's where we are, AM 657, that's where we are, and of course, we trust the Father is doing you good. Let me start with this before we get hold of our listeners, man.
Umkhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Yeah, indeed. The music of the OJ is there. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. My name is Ray, and thank you so much. Your Anels is back with you tomorrow, man. Things are unusual, but hey, we keep on flowing. It's the same Father Elohim yesterday, today, and forevermore. He doesn't change, and may he touch whoever he touches tonight. In the mighty name of Yahushua Mashiach, the Son of the Living Father. And of course, let me welcome our guest tonight. Let me start with Professor Buiso Ndezi from UJ in Johannesburg. Professor, greetings to you. Welcome to the show.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you very much for welcoming me. I greet you with your beautiful family in the wonderful name of our Lord Yahushua Hamashiach. I'm also greeting my other brother Baruch here with his family and our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all. It is yet another blessed evening in the presence of the Father. I bless God for being here.
Are you well, ma'am?
I am well. I'm in the foreign province. I'm not in Johannesburg today.
In a foreign province.
Yes, it's foreign to me because I'm not used to it, but all is well where I am.
Where are you?
Yes. Where I'm in Kimberley. I'm in Kimberley, well, in Salt Lake University. So, yeah. I was invited for some duties of program reviews, you know, some of the work that we do.
Yeah, it's some of the work that you do. Okay, yeah, but you can't say the Northern Province, Northern Cape is a foreign province. It's not.
To me, because I'm not familiar to it. You know that I'm familiar to KZN, where I grew up in Johannesburg. So this one is like, okay, this one is another one that I need to get used to.
Yeah.
But yeah, all is well. I'm okay, my brother. Thank you.
Yeah, I had a great university there, man, named after a great man. And then so anyway, we also go to Cape Town, and we are talking to Baruch. Greetings to you, sir. Welcome.
Shalom Rabat to you, my ach. I thank Abayahua for your life and for that of your family. Greetings to you, also to Professor Buiso Ndezi and family as well. I still say to the Rabat. And I Baruch Abayahua for life too. Also, the beautiful Radio Pulpit family. Shalom Rabba to you all. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, Bauriksa Mustrati. Mulala Munagaswana or Aska Chota Muna
o tla latlhegelwa ke meno a seka o tshotla o tla ba le mokino.
I've just seen a big hole and I don't even want to get close to it.
Yeah, that's Kimberly.
I don't even know about that. The big hole there, yes. I could see that, no. And the history about that is amazing.
It's actually painful. I think much of the things that they've written about, the history of that, the hole here, the diamond hole there. Look, man, check the real history, Professor. You'll be shocked.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
Huge, I will check history.
I just read a sentence and then I was like, this was said. But yeah, we'll find a bit more. Yeah.
Anyway, of course, enjoy yourself there. And you heard the request of Baruki Amos, no?
Oh, my brother, I don't know.
No, they sell that in the street.
They sell it in the street.
Yeah, as you buy vegetables, you know, you can get that in the street.
You think I'll be able to get to that place? Because I'm not an outgoing person. From here, I'm going back to Joburg.
At the gate of that hotel, you'll find them.
I'll find it. Yeah. Okay, I'll try. Thank you.
Anyway. Last week we had an hour and we were talking about being dead in sin, what it is even all about. And then we were just doing introductions and I was, as many were saying, I was mean on time. It is because we only had just within an hour to do that. But I think our guests will have enough time to breathe along, you know, on the issue. And talk just as much as they will with regards to it and expatiate, you know, as the Father guides them. But the foundation has been laid so much last week there. And the very notion of being dead in sin is something to look into. And I've also seen, amongst many things, there is this aspect of actually not understanding what it means to be dead in sin. It means to be wrapped up within it, caught on, possessed by it, captured by it, dwelling in it. In what? Sinfulness. And the state of a refusal to repent. And many people, perhaps maybe we need to do a topic on that. The state of a refusal to repent. When you're holding on to a relationship that is illicit, a habit that is unholy, professional practices that are not fair, business scales that are not fair, you know, an addiction of a sort, and you would be craving these things like nobody's business. And if these are sins, then you're dead in them. You're not alive in holiness, you're just dead in these things. And so we are talking about that. We trust the Father will do you good. We looked into Proverbs chapter 21, 16. That this is a state of a sinner. It says, a man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. When one is dead in sin, we're speaking that one has wandered off from the way of understanding, which is the wisdom of the Most High. And in other words, this person is in their own folly now. Deception has become their reality. And they have given themselves over to alternativism. Alternativism, yes, alternativism. And they've gone to an extent of actually preferring that which is not truth, preferring that which is not righteous, preferring that which is not holy. They've gone into that state. That is what it means to be dead in sin. It means sin has wrapped you up like a coffin. You're caught up in it. If you see the body of a man in a coffin and they close the coffin. I remember closing the coffin of my twin brother, Apollo, and as I was closing it, he wouldn't come out. And I know this guy is so active. He used to be great even in war, man. This guy could fight. But he was not fighting out of the coffin. He was dead in a coffin. Sin is just like that. It wraps you up like a dead man in a coffin. Buries you. That is why then it says there, then such will rest in the assembly of the dead. That's Sheol. The assembly of the dead, that's Sheol. Many say it's a graveyard. That's Sheol. It's a condemnation already. Isaiah 59:10 speaks about this aspect of groping for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as without light. We are as dead men in desolate places. I remember someone was talking to me about dead men walking. I think it was Baruch. Yeah. That very aspect. While you look alive, but you're dead. And you look at the philosophy of life of the dead. The truth is far from them. They've even brought in something that is called trial and error. Rather it be trial and error than it be anything other than. And people are caught up in those things. People are messed up in those things. And in other cases, you find that people basically have wandered from the truth, have wandered from the light. There is no lamp unto their feet, so they stumble. They fall. When men die, they say they stumble. They fall. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends you and I are. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Otherwise, you can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp there. Talk to us. Let's hear you. As to what you say.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwala ka jwa go Radio Pulpit. Rena le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng. Ibile rena le batheletsi ba potego ba go feta dikete tse magolo a mane. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Rena le ditirelo tsa go fapana fapana. Tse di tla thusang go kwala ka jwa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo letsetsa SANNET go lefela tepedi taro taro nne tepedi hlano nne goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentshule advertise ka SMS go taro shupa robedi shupa t 37871. Ditifisho tsa setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
Let me start with you, Professor, in the Northern Cape at Sol Plaatje University. Yo, when people want to locate you, they already got you, eh? Because I've already spoken where you are.
You see now.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. All right. What does it mean to you to be dead in sin, Prof?
Thank you very much, my brother. This is a very dangerous state, my brother, because it is talking about the absence of the Father in our lives, the absence of His truth, the absence of His guidance. It means we are people who are void of the eternal life. It speaks about us being spiritually dead, separated from the Father due to the sin that we sometimes embark on, the sin that sometimes we choose. Sometimes we have a chance of getting rid of that particular sin, but we allow that sin to dominate us, sometimes out of choice and sometimes out of the company that we choose. So it's a state of separation from the truth of God. It's a state of not knowing the reality of who you really are, because the identity that we have is the identity that we get from Him. So you quoted Proverbs 21:16, which speaks about a man who wanders from the way of understanding, who rests in the assembly of the dead. So it's about the state of a man who does not really understand what the reality of life is. So what happens there, the person begins to wander about from the real truth, from the real way, from the Father. So you start wandering, looking for your own way of living a life, or finding your own ways, finding alternative ways of living, rather than following the way, the truth, and the life, Yahushua Mashiach. So in other words, this is the state of a person that he occupies because of the darkness that has overshadowed him, simply because the truth is not in him, simply because the light is not in him. You even quoted that there is the absence of light. The light of God is not the guider on the feet of that particular person, and hence we talk of a person who is dead in sin. And you even spoke about the wrapping around of this person by the bondages of sin. So you are wrapped in sin. There is no way of moving out because sin controls you, controls your thoughts, controls your moves, control your actions. So there's nothing that you would do outside of you tapping into the fiber of sin. So you dwell into the sinful space, sinful atmosphere. And you even spoke about the coffin where you get buried into this state of sin. It means there is no way out up until the grace of the Father comes to take you out of that state. So when you are a person who refuses again to repent from your way of living, which is outside of the way of the Father, you are regarded as a person who is dead in sin, because there is no more way or no more opportunity for you to live out of that situation except when the Father helps you by his grace. So these are the habits sometimes that we get to be acquainted with, living them day in and day out, and we are unable to break away from them because we have chosen to wander away from the true understanding and from the true wisdom of the Lord. And we now dwell in the assembly of the dead. So it means there's nothing about life that will resuscitate us except if the source of life himself comes. So we speak about that state that we have allowed the sinful nature to dictate more, where we have allowed the world to dictate more of our life other than allowing the word of God. Colossians 2 verse 13 says, "And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses." So this is a state, first of all, that we must know we need to get out of before we could get into the state of light. So it says, "You were dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of flesh." So it means when there are things that we refuse to cut off from our lives, when there are habits that we refuse to leave. So this uncircumcision that we do not want to depart from are the state that entangle and wrap us into the state of death, and then we are dead into our trespasses, we are dead into our sins, and we cannot relieve ourselves, we cannot deliver ourselves outside of God. So this is a state again of blindness. I'm saying blindness because we are not aware of what real life is. We are not aware of the true state of the human being, of where we should be. We think where we are is where we should be. We think what we live and what we are acquainted with are the things that are supposed to be lived by us. So it's a state of blindness. When you quoted Isaiah 59:10, it says, "We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places." So it's a state of blindness, brother Ray. Blindness because we are void of the source of light. We know who the source of light is. So in other words, when we are dead in sin, we are people who are like they don't have eyes. So we are people who don't know anything. So we are people who are like they don't have ears because they cannot hear anything else from the state of death. You even made an illustration about the passing of your brother. You said when you closed the coffin, you knew exactly that he was not going to come out, because when you are in that state, there is no hope. It's like a hopeless situation. situation, except when the grace of the Lord reaches down to that situation, and if whether you also allow him to touch you from that state and don't and do not refuse to repent. So when you are dead in sin, you stumble even during the day. The Bible says we stumble even at noonday because we are not aware what is happening. We do not have the light of God. We do not have the understanding of God because we have wandered away from him. We have wandered away from truth. We are in the lifeless situation even when we are physically alive. So a person who is dead in sin is not sensitive to the things of the spirit, is not alive in the spirit. So it means he allows the dictates of the flesh to continually control and speak more than the spirit of the living God. The spirit of God will not speak because this person is already dead, because the dead cannot hear anything. So in other words, you are a person who is no longer sensitive to the move of God, no longer sensitive to what the instruction of the Lord says, because somehow you have shut your ears to the speakings of the Lord. You have denied and rejected God while you still had a chance to allow him to dictate or to speak to your life. So this is a state where we are being conducted by darkness, where we are misaligned to the true gospel of the Lord, where we are misaligned to the life giver himself. So when we are dead in sin, we are void of Yahusha, we are void of the word, we are void of the truth, the way, and the life himself. So we are people who don't know what is happening. We think we know from the physical perspective, but spiritually we are ignorant, we are dead, we are blind, we are unable to hear, we are not sensitive, because we've been taken into the place of the dead, like taken to the place of these are the places where there is no life, because in the dead places, in the tombs, in the graves, there is nothing that you could say is alive except when God would come and resurrect. But now it will mean an individual must allow the word of God to touch him. But if we will continually refuse to repent, we will continue to be in that state of death, and we will be controlled by the sin nature. The deception of life will be the controlling power. The reality of our lives will be what the enemy will continue to whisper and to speak. So we will prefer to be in that dark nature rather than to prefer the light of God that comes from his word. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate it. May the Father do you good. And if you just joined us, welcome to it. We are talking about being dead in sin. What is it all about? Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Right, radiopulpit.co.za. And of course, Radio Pulpit Jikelele. We trust the Father is doing you good. Gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. My name is Ray, and I'm hanging out with Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She's not in UJ today. She's in somewhere, Northern Cape, Sol Plaatje University. What did they used to call it before? Had a name. Anyway, now, we are touching on this issue. Barukia, let me bring this to you. In Ezekiel 37:1, it says, the hand of the Elohim came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Elohim, Yahuwah. He set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Remember, in the valley, there's supposed to be life. Because we know the lily of the valley, it dwells there. But this valley is very awkward. It's a mass grave. And this valley is likened to the earth today in the system of the world, where because of being devoid of the understanding divine, we basically are like dead. It's like a mass grave that is running short of an awakening, a revival, like the one that is taking place the past 5 years, 10 years. What say you, Malak?
Thank you for the question. Now, when we look, and thank you also to the professor, we look at this dead in sin, and as if the foundation has already been laid. It is when one lives a life without Abayahua. So there's no flow of Abayahua in him. So this would mean that the Ruach of Abayahua is absent and the connection to his presence is broken. So we can remember that when man was created, he received a breath of life according to Genesis 2 verse 7. So this was not just air, but it was the Ruach of Abayahua. So in what made man to come alive. So now we can see or say that sin removes that breath from sin and it leaves man breathing physically, but then spiritually one is lifeless, basically. So as we were speaking, also there came an example of a python, how it wraps itself on its on a tree, and it's doing for it to wrap itself. It would be using its muscular body to squeeze the prey. So the purpose is of cutting off the blood flow to the vital organs until it dies. You see, so now, this is what sin does to us. Slowly, it's squeezing us, exactly as what the python will do. And at the end of the day, then, we suddenly start to see our problems far bigger than our Abayahua. We start not trusting. We start to be separated from him. We start not to walk into the truth. And that is what makes us to miss the mark. Because missing the mark is Yahushai being the one that directs, being the one that knows the way. So following him, he leads us right exactly where the mark is. But you can imagine now when the presence of Abayahua is not there, when the presence of Yahusha is not there, when I'm talking of the presence of Abayahua, it would mean that we no longer meditate on the word, we no longer pray, we start to more invest in the things of the world, meaning that we are feeding the flesh. So as we are feeding the flesh becomes like a balloon. It starts to it's really yeasty because it's learning all these filthy things. And now when we look at the scripture, Isaiah 59:2, it tells us that our iniquities have separated us between us and Abayahua. So, and our sins have hid his face from us. So we can see that this separation automatically it is death. This is death. I would, right. So now we have to guard against that. Now, when we look at this valley of dry bones, we know when we talk of bones, it means there's no life. It's more of a skeleton. So it shows that, as we said, it's like a dead man walking. It's like a skeleton. You just alive, fella. But then Abayahua is not controlling, as he's supposed to control. Or we're not hearing from him. So now we should be able to guard against them. Because here we see in this vision, it reveals the condition of Yashara, because they are spiritually dead. Because they cut off life and breath of Abayahua. So the dry bones would symbolize people who have wandered away from his understanding. So which means now we need him in order to be alive. We need, or to remove this sin, we need to invite the word. We would need to spend time in his presence. And this now was not the case. Hallelujah. So this is what we really need, that we can look at also I remember how the professor was talking of let the dead bury the dead. Go Matthew chapter number 8, verse 22. To say, if we say we are living, then there are things that we cannot associate ourselves with. There are things that we have to know. There must be a line that is drawn so that we cannot be able to cross to the other side. But when the word speaks, we should not just be reading the word, but also we should be doers of the word. So when we do the word, then we are dealing with sin, because the word itself, it is a weapon. So imagine now, the enemy comes to fight you, but then you are not protected by anything. And that is what we ought to understand. The word of our Yahuwah serves as a weapon, as a matter, whereby when the soil is hard, it can be able to dig the soil in order to make it soft, so that whatever that can be planted of our Yahuwah can be able to grow. Or it is also what can be able to defeat the enemy. So the demons are unable to stand the presence of his word. So now, this now would mean us investing time in his word. Then it is now that we can easily, it's the form that we can be able to disconnect ourselves from this sin. So, which means we are now starting to bring back Abba Yahuwah, instead of us being separated, instead of us refusing to repent, instead of us being deceived or also being wrecked around by this python called sin. So we can be able to avoid it by looking and starting to invest and sit in the word of Abba Yahuwah. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Rabbah. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And let's hear what you say, 0826572729. I need to know what is meant by the very concept of being dead in sin, what it is even all about, what it is even all about. I am keen to hear from you. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Inspiring you with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Also download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are talking about this, and then last week we had Sipati and Nontlantla Kwasi. Really talking to us here on this issue. The other two guests that I had to have cancelled because of sickness, flu, and challenges that were there. So I did not even this week continue with them, but we'll continue next week. And if you can remember very well, we had this one from Kwasi Nontlantla. Greetings to you, my sister. I trust you are well. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening, Bafundisi. Good evening, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Ready property. Dead in sin. Mm. Being dead in sin. Sin is anything that is against the will of God. Sin misses the mark. Sin looks to dominate a person's life. Sin takes control. It is a relentless master that looks to steer and direct every aspect of one's life. Sin devastates. It is destructive. It destroys families. It destroys relationships. It destroys careers. It destroys even ministries. Sin destroys everything in its path. Sin separates, Pastor Ray, in the book of Romans chapter 8, talks about who can separate us from the love of God. That is sin. The Bible talks of a seared conscience. A conscience functioning properly convicts individuals of sin, and it prompts repentance and urges righteous actions. There's a difference between being dead in sin and being dead to sin. Being dead to sin means that a Christian is no longer a slave to sin. That's in the book of Romans chapter 6, verse 6. It means being set free from bondage. Being dead to sin is spiritual emancipation, and the Christian no longer reigns in sin. The difference is that when you are dead in sin, you're still a slave to sin. So one needs to be dead to sin, because being dead in sin means that you are still a slave to sin. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's in the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 23. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is that the truth is not in us. That is in the book, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, and we must repent and choose life, and that is God. Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. That's in the book of Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Whoever sows to please the flesh, from flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the spirit, from spirit will reap eternal life. That's in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 8. Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." Slave to sin. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, it reads, made alive in Christ, as chapter 2, verse 1 to 5, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
It reads, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh. So being dead in sin gratifies the flesh, gratifies me. It pleases me. Reading on, and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deceiving of wrath. But because of this great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved. That difference, as I said, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
So being dead in sin simply means that you are still living in sin. And being dead to sin means that you've chosen life.
Yeah.
You've chosen Christ over sin. You've chosen the spirit over the flesh. And then the wages of sin is death. This now talks about spiritual death. So the more we sin, the more we die. We die spiritually, and our consciences die as well. Pastor Ray, I'd like to end there. I thank you. A blessed evening. Further blessings to you, family. Amen. To God be the glory.
All the times. Thank you so much, Nonhlanhla. Thank you. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good in a mighty way. We really appreciate this time you had given us. Thank you.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane futhi inabalaleli abadlula u 400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zoku advertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna uku advertiser thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
All right, welcome back. And Professor, let me give you this. I'm looking at Matthew chapter 8, verses 22. It says, but Yahusha said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. And this is one of the verses that I was grappling with as a young person. And looking into it, I start to gain more understanding. When he said, follow me, let the dead bury their own dead, it means let those who are enveloped in sin, in the ways of the world, continue to live in it as if nothing is wrong, and wallow in it and be captured by it. But as for you, follow me, it means come out from amongst them. Here the Father does not contradict himself. Even when he speaks through the Son, he does not contradict himself. He said, come out from amongst them. And here he says, follow me, let the dead bury their own dead. It's like come out from the death of sin. Mm-hmm. Because the very aspect of the dead burying their own dead, it's the them being caught up into the cultures of the world, the systems of the world, being born in these, dying in these. Born in this, dying in this. Sizes pale ne milando kuyo yonke lento le. Siloku sifile. Professor?
Thank you, my brother. The way you're explaining it, it gives a different picture that most of us did not have earlier on. Because when we looked at it in the past, we thought Yahusha was not sensitive in terms of what was happening in this case. But we get a proper understanding now that it was the means of showing us and telling us that he is able to take us out of situations that we think we are unable to get out of them. So by the power of the word, he says to this disciple, follow me. So if you would follow the instruction and the word that he is bringing to you, he is able to take you out of the grave that you are finding yourself in. He spoke about the coffin that is being closed. But when he says, follow me, that word has authority, has power to take you out. And he's even saying to us, do not associate yourself with what is not living. Do not associate yourself with what is already gone. So it is a means of saying, I have come as a savior, as a messiah to take you out. And when I have given you the word, understand that that word has authority and power to take you out of that situation. So it becomes a decision of a person to whether he wants to stay in that situation or not. So hence he says, let the dead bury the dead. Let those who do not want to get out of that situation be in that situation. But you, as you hear the word today, here and now, let not this word pass you by, because it has come with the power to relieve you, with the power to save you, with the power to deliver you. So he was taking and breaking us out of associations of death. Anything that seems like and that smells like death, you're not supposed to be in that, because we are going to be in that situation forever. But he is the Father who has come to take us out by the power of his word. And Yahusha is a true representation of the salvation of the Father. And you said earlier on here is that the Father does not contradict himself. So when he speaks through the Son, follow me. In following him is life, in following him is the direction, in following him is us getting to that eternal life. Because if we will continue to go and associate with those who are already dead, there is no life in the dead already, because there's nothing else that is left for them except them to be buried. So it is almost the same word that we are finding in Romans chapter 6 verse 12. It says, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. So it means here there is some kind of a choice that people have. So the phrase, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, it's like we have some kind of authority. We have some kind of decision. We have some kind of a choice where to choose to associate with the dead or not, to choose to associate with sin or not, or to allow sin to reign in our bodies or not. So it means we have power of decision. We have power of choice. We have grace to get out of this situation because God has given us his will. And we've seen that in Matthew 8:22. It says, do not allow the sin nature to be part of you. Going back to Romans 6, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in its lust. So in other words, when we are dead in sin, there's something that we have allowed to happen. There's a habit, there is a controlling power that we could have power over, but we allow this power to control us. We allow the power of sin, we allow the lust, we obey these lusts of the flesh, and when we allow them to dictate us, we therefore become people who are dead in sin. And when we allow these influences to dictate, in other words, we get to a state of presenting our bodies as instrument of unrighteousness. That's what the statement says. Do not present your members as instrument of unrighteousness to sin. It is easy for us to present our members as instrument of unrighteousness if we have not allowed the word of God to speak to us. If we are dead in sin, there's nowhere else. There's nothing we could rather do because we are already influenced by that state of being dead in sin. At the end of the day, everything about us is about death, is about us subjecting ourselves to the lust of the flesh, to a point where there's nothing that we think is not worth depositing to the devil himself because we are in that state. And the word of God wants us to come out of that state, not to present ourselves and our bodies to the lust of the flesh. Finishing off the statement when it says, do not present your members as instrument of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead and your members as instrument of righteousness to God. We would be able to present our members as righteousness members to God if we allow this word, follow me, if we allow the instruction come out, to the instruction that we take and decide to move with that instruction, that we will always live according to that word that has taken us out of bondage and out of darkness. But when sin reigns in the flesh, when sin continues to dictate to us, then everything about us, the members of our body, will be used by the devil. Everything about you will be the agent of the devil. Then we will live according to the desires of the flesh. Mm-hmm. Romans 8:10, it says, if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. So when we are dead in sin, it means Christ is not in us. It is when we are people who have come out, when we have followed him, that we can speak about him being in us. So those who are dead in sin have and no Christ in them, are void of the presence of the Lord, have no God in their lives because their sin nature continues to rule them. So where there is sin, there is no presence of the Holy Ghost. There is no Spirit of God who continues to bring life to that situation. So we cannot be regarded as the sons of God or as the sons in God if we are dead in sin, because we are made sons by association with Yahusha. So if he is not in us, because we are dead in sin, we are not his children. So we are going to live according to flesh. We are going to live according to the desires of the flesh, and therefore we are dead, and we cannot be led by the Spirit of God. We cannot be called the sons of God. We cannot be called the children of God. But we have a choice here to be alive in Christ. The instruction that says, let not sin reign in your mortal bodies, means we have something to do with this. Do not allow sin to dominate you. Do not allow sin to dictate you. Do not even allow the circumstances to speak more than the word of God. So do not allow dead situation, and hence the word, let the dead bury the dead. So let the hand of the Lord always be the one that guides you. Let the word of God guide you so that you can be able to be alive in him. We can only be alive when we have allowed the word to live in us when we have come out of them, when we do not associate with the dead, and hence let the dead bury the dead.
Mm, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. Being dead in sin.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Ba patsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 ebile e na le bareetsi ba feta 400,000. Ga jaana re na le di-package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantshweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.